I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Forecasters say a winter storm moving into Alabama is bringing sleet and other precipitation to counties in the far northern part of the state. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory today for five northern Alabama counties, including Lauderdale, Limestone, Madison, Jackson, and DeKalb. The Weather Service says up to 1/10 of an inch of ice could accumulate in the extreme northeast corner of the state. Forecasters say lesser amounts of ice and some snow or sleet could fall in other parts of northern Alabama. The League of Women Voters hosted a Meet Your Legislators night in Tuscaloosa. Lawmakers were asked questions about what would be happening in the upcoming legislative session, including Alabama implementing a lottery system. Representative Christopher England of District 70 believes a lottery system could be a possibility.
I think there's going to be some sort of bill passed that will allow a vote. Now, it's going to take a while. There's going to be some very vigorous debates about it. But I believe that at some point we shouldn't stand in the way of democracy and allow people to decide whether or not they want to participate in the lottery.
Some of the other topics discussed included how they would handle shortfalls of the general budget, health care, and education. Five members of the State House of Representatives from West Central Alabama made up the panel. Three institutions are teaming up to talk about shellfish, including Alabama's fledgling crawfish industry. The 17th annual Mollusk and Crayfish Meeting is being put on by the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Division of Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, and Jacksonville State University. Program Supervisor Paul Johnson says participants will hear about wildlife, but also natural resource issues.
These animals are living sometimes literally right in your own backyard. So it's a way to learn a little bit more about some of these unique animals that are just literally right all around you.
Johnson says individuals working in fields related to mollusk and crayfish will learn about what's happened to these types of seafood over the course of the year. Taking a look at the region's weather forecast in the Tennessee Valley tonight, fog develops late with lows in the mid-30s. Showers return Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. A 50% chance of showers in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the lower 40s, and showers could turn into thunderstorms on Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. And a 50% chance of rain in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-50s. And thunderstorm chances increase throughout the day on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.